Hey everybody! This is a cool filter. I literally have dollar signs going across my face for this video, which is very exciting because I love helping people to make more money, and it is kind of the topic or theme of this quick video that I wanted to make for you today. So this is kind of like a reminder of what to stay focused on in your business as your primary objective if you want to grow your business either currently or next year. If you start thinking and planning about like growing your business, if you want to grow, you've got to stay focused on a certain number of things to grow a business. So I have got five things written down that I would like to share with you today. The first one is very important. I mean, they're all very important, but the first one, I was actually having a conversation with one of my Inner Circle clients today all about this, and she's managed to grow a seven-figure business as well and is very, very successful. And we both realized that one of the main reasons why we grew our businesses so fast, so like even me back in the day when I had my salons and currently in my coaching business as well, we both are very vigilant, maybe is the right word. Hi Kira, and say hello if you're watching please so I know who's there. Wonder if we have all the Kiras and Kairas on again today. We both realized that we blocked out all of the noise and really protected our minds and our focus when we were growing our business. So what that looks like is not following your competition, for one. Hi Chantel. Like, if you realize that when you're scrolling social media, a lot of what you're seeing is like other people in your industry, and you're thinking all of the time about what other people in your industry are doing, and you're thinking about what other people are doing and if you should be doing it that way or if you should be doing it this way and that kind of stuff, then that's actually fucking up your focus. Hey Steph, hey Renee, and you are not focusing on what the most important thing to your business growth is, which is actually your clients and your market and what they want and what they're thinking and what they're feeling and what they want to see, not about what everybody else in your industry is doing. So protect your focus, stay in your own lane. If you find yourself seeing lots of things from other people in your social news feeds and comparing yourself, getting in paralysis and like feeling anxiety or any of that yucky stuff, literally just go on an unfollow binge and just unfollow everybody that creates those feelings. Think about your customers and your market and the people that your business exists to help as your primary focus. That's tip number one. Tip number two is advertise regularly, more than once, multiple things. Ideally, have ads running all of the time, and you can change them whenever you are promoting different things, or you can change them if something works or if something doesn't work, change it, try again. But I shared a screenshot yesterday into this group about my personal philosophy with running a business or growing a business, is that if you have started a business, right? If you own a business, you have a business, you sell things, it is literally the purpose of the business and the responsibility and the duty of the business owner, of the entrepreneur, to help people. And if you are not if people don't know you exist, you cannot possibly help them. So you need to invest in yourself, you need to back yourself, and you need to get yourself and your brand and what you can do and how you can help people in front of as many people that you can help as possible at all times. And yes, it can be scary, and yes, it costs money, but if you're really, really serious about business growth and about helping people with your products and services, then it's necessary. It's really important. And it's the fastest way to grow too. You can always do all of the organic free methods, of course, but you're going to grow a lot faster if you're going to back yourself and advertise. So people need to know you exist. Step number three is to offer more things, or a variety of things, or new things, or different things, or new packages, new offers, etc., to existing clients. Offer more stuff to existing clients. Find out what they want, find out what they need, put in some time, put in some energy, put in some effort, put in some care, ask some questions, reach out to people, stalk Facebook groups, really like pay attention to what people are actually saying that they want and need and how they're feeling, and create packages, offers, promotions, etc., that actually help people to solve those problems. Because people want to buy things. People want things, and your job as the entrepreneur, as the business owner, is to find out what people want and then provide them with the opportunities to get those things. The next tip that I had is to make sure that you focus equal energy on existing clients as you do on trying to find new ones. Lots and lots of business owners will focus a lot of their energy on always wanting new clients, thinking that's the secret to growth. You may have heard me say this 10 million times before. I'm going to keep saying it. It's very important that you focus equal energy on your existing audience, on your existing clients, that you keep trying to help them, that you keep offering them with things, that you keep in contact with them, that you build relationships and connection with them, because that's what's really going to help your business grow faster. People, if they like you, will recommend you to other people, which is like the best form of new clients, comes from like referrals from happy clients, happy customers, gives you a good reputation, people feel cared about, they're more likely to come back and spend more with you if you maintain the relationships. So equal energy on existing clients and database, which means sending emails, sending texts, doing posts on your Facebook feed for your existing clients, putting offers together for your existing clients even. Just don't forget about them. And finally, every day, or as many days as you can, not every single day, you know, we all need a break. Take action. What did I write? Every day, be taking action on the three main things that help to grow a business, which is getting new clients, getting clients coming back more often or buying again from you, or like repeat business, and offering more or new or different things to current happy clients. That's the three ways to grow a business. Get more clients, get your clients coming back more often, get your clients spending more with you. So if you focus most of your energy on those kinds of things and not what everybody else is doing or what everybody else is thinking, that's what's going to help you grow as quickly, like, as you can, basically. So I wanted to just pop in today and share those things with you in case somebody needs the reminder or kick up the bottom. And if you want to grow your business, yeah, you have to take control of what you focus on. So let me know if that was helpful. Let me know if you're going to do any of those things. Let me know if you have any questions or need help with any of those things. And I will see you next time.